All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Coach, big win last week against the Eagles. Get your club to 9-1. How good is it to be home? Been on the road twice and sandwich that bye week in there. Feels like we've been away from this place in a long time.
Yes, it does, Scott. But it's always good to be home. And it must be a good test for us today. The Cowboys are a great football team. They have a lot of talent. And, you know, at the top of their division, they're playing well. So it's be a good test for us. But it was good to win in Philly. And always good to win on the road. Always good to win against a quality team like that, and I thought we showed a lot of character in the fourth quarter to make the plays we need to make to win. So hopefully we can do that today.
You look at red zone struggles on offense. Is there anything that really jumps out for you when you look at it, whether it's a block, whether it's a throw, a catch, or is it just combination?
Yeah, well, there are certainly always some things execution-wise that can be better. But one thing that's hurt us down there is the penalties. You know, and anytime you get penalties and go backwards, then those long yardage situations are hard enough in the field, but they're really hard in the red area. So if we can avoid the negative plays and just keep moving the ball toward the goal line, think, you know, that'll help us.
Okay, a lot of talk obviously this week about Isaiah Wynn. It's a guy you loved. You drafted him, handpicked him. Yeah, we haven't seen him since week two. You excited for him making his return? And I know Marshall's given you everything he could on that left side.
Yeah, as Marshall's done a good job. It's good to get as many healthy players as we can back, and looking forward to seeing Isaiah play today.
Great defensive test for your football team today. Is this as good an offense that you faced or may face all year long?
Well, they're very well balanced, and I think that really was what separates them from most other offenses. They've been consistently at the top of the league in the running game and the passing game. Now they lead the league in passing. They're in the top, whatever, in rushing. So it's the balance of their ability to do everything well that makes them so hard to defend. Of course, they have a lot of great players, and you know, they just stress all the areas of the defense.
They will throw the ball to Zeke, too. It's not like, hey, he's a big back, and they take the big running back out of the game, but they will throw the ball to him, right?
Well, absolutely, and he can gain a lot of yards with the ball in his hand however he gets it, whether you hand it to him or check down to him or screens, things like that. We should run about 3-4 screens a game. So, yeah, well, you got to defend all of them, quarterback, the running back, the tight ends, and the receivers.
Speaking of the quarterback, Prescott, it seems like this is his best 4-game stretch that I can remember him playing, and he's played a while. He's got a lot of experience, but he's protecting the football too.
That's one good thing that the Cowboys do. They don't turn the ball over. He's thrown very few interceptions, and the defenders have gotten their hands on very few balls. So he's made good decisions. He's made a lot of great throws. He's a tough guy to tackle in the pocket. He doesn't take a lot of sacks. He's one of the least sacked quarterbacks in the league. And Dallas has the fewest amongst the fewest negative plays in the league, sacks, penalties, and tackles for loss. So when you add all that up, they're usually on schedule. They're very seldom in third and long, and that makes them tough to stop.
I remember we haven't played Dallas in a couple of years, but I remember last time when they were here, talked a lot about Jason Witten. You know, he retires, he goes to the booth. It's very tough for a guy to, you know, come out of retirement, come back and play. But what do you see from him on film? I know he's playing solid for him.
Well, he's a very obviously experienced guy. He has good size. He's got good size and power in the blocking in the running game. And he's a very experienced receiver. He's smart. He's crafty. He knows how to get open. Again, he's a big body guy, and he knows how to position those defenders so that there's a place where you can throw the ball that only he can get it. And Prescott's done a good job of working with him on that. And so he really shows up in the red area on some third medium situations, plays where they really got to have some tough yards. You can throw it to Witten, and he can get them.
Won't even ask you about Cooper. I think the highlight reel speaks for itself, but you got a big name like Cobb. Not a lot of people heard about Gallup, but he's a guy that's sort of starting to make some plays for them down the field, especially the big plays.
Yeah, all those receivers are good. Plus, you can put Austin in that group as well. So, you know, Cooper is, you know, really the marquee guy, but Cobb has made a lot of plays inside. And as I said, Gallup to Austin to Devin Smith, who's also got great speed, is another 4-3 guy that they put out there. So, they have a lot of explosiveness at that receiver position.
Speaking of speed, did some TV with you this past week, Luna, the Dallas defense, their ability to get upfield, it pretty much starts with Jalen Smith in the middle, right?
Well, he's an excellent player. He gets around the ball a lot, makes a lot of tackles. The two edge players, Lawrence and Quinn, are very active. And, you know, they're tough on the edge of the defense, force everything back inside in the running game. And then they stun in there enough to you know, use their quickness to make plays in the backfield with blitzers coming outside of them. So they're pretty two very disruptive players.
You're a big fan of the weather predictions around here, but it looks like this is going to be steady rain here throughout the course of this game. How much play in the home game against Cleveland this year in these same type of conditions you think can help a team, you know, especially young guys that played in it for the first time?
Yeah, well, I think it definitely helped. We've been in this, and we've been in it on the practice field and, as you said, in game conditions. So, you know, again, it really, in the end, it comes down to, you know, playing football against Dallas. We've got to block, tackle, and get open and cover and so forth. But using the conditions to our advantage and being smart, with that is something we want to try to take advantage of when we can.
Last one for you. I grew up a football guy, and when you sit there and watch football for 52 years like I have, I know your background. Just talking about Friday night real quick, and I touched on this with you before, the top 100, your involvement in that, how special was that to be sitting there with a guy like Jim Brown? And the biggest thing I took out of that, talk about the ability to play in different eras and generations where maybe today's players can't do that, but guys like him could.
Right. Well, it is a big thrill for me to be part of that process. I'm so honored to be part of the history of the National Football League and all it represents. And there's so many great players, coaches, and other people that came before I was in it that have done so much for the development of the league. So to be able to recognize them and talk about them is an honor for me. Certainly to sit there with a great player like Jim Brown, who certainly could have played in any era. He could have been a two-way player. He could have been a running back. He could have been a fullback. He could have been a linebacker. He could have been, I think, just about anything. And that's why he's one of the top 100, if not the top one. So it was a great thrill to talk to those guys. And there were several shows where they came in and just talk about their career, or talk about things that came up during their time in the league, and it was very interesting, and it was a great thrill to be a part of it.
Awesome answer, and it transmitted through the TV and the viewers, and we appreciate it. But, Coach, good luck today against the Cowboys. Go get them.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, send it back up to Beetle with Howl at the Moon.